Okay, what are you randomly trying to click on? Okay.
Welcome to A Chat in the Clouds featuring Natalie
and Jessie.
So today's little recording is gonna be quick because I just wanted to tell Chelsea a story of my new employee at work and what she told me happened to her when she was younger.
Okay.
So we were at work talking about My Strange Addiction, right? The show where people have
strange addictions
to eating things.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, for my strange addiction, I used to eat my mattress. And I was like, yes. She's like, I used to eat my mattress. I would rip a hole in the side of it and pull out the stuff and eat the sponge.
Ew.
Like,
okay. How does one figure out that they like the fucking mattress?
Okay, but to counter this, I kind of understood where she was coming from, because if there was a hole in the sofa cushion, I would pull that sponge out and put it in my mouth and, like, lick on it. And she said she would do the same thing. Like, sponge got a weird texture.
A texture that I wouldn't want in my mouth.
It's very holy, but also spongy.
Yeah, and you clean shit with
it. Anyway, so she said, so she had been eating her mattress for a... She had been eating her mattress for a while. And so she went on a lunch date with her mother. And she said they was just sitting there quietly eating their food. Then her mama was like, so what's been happening to your mattress? Just like, dead quiet. Just like, so what's going on with your mattress? And I was crying laughing at work. Because I could just imagine, like, you know when you were a kid and your parent go in your room without you knowing?
Yes.
And you don't know as a kid because you're not thinking of objects being moved around.
Yes.
So I just imagined her mom going in her room and touching her bed and it feeling like a bunch of mole holes under the damn comforter. She said you could feel the coils if you touch the bed. I was like...
Her mom probably was like, what's going on
with this mattress?
She popped the whole sheet off.
She said she had slit a hole in the side and was pulling the stuff out and was eating it like that. I was like, girl, you are a nut. But I was like, well, I've ate weird stuff too, so I used to eat chalk.
But a sponge? Like, how did she figure out she liked that particular sponge?
Because she said... Apparently, the cushion inside a mattress is two different colors. One is a dark orange and one is a yellow orange. But that's the same with a sofa cushion.
I wouldn't eat that either.
You shouldn't eat it. It's probably got a lot of chemicals in it.
It's...
I just sucking chemicals out of a sponge. Like...
Oh, this sponge give me the high I'm looking for. Got the furniture polish all over it.
It's so tasty.
That means sucking on the sponge.
Okay. Do you want to tell your funny story that you said earlier?
Which funny story?
I don't know.
Which funny story? I can show you a funny video.
Decline. Who is it of?
A baby.
Okay. An appeal process.
Doing it anyways. It's a little quick video of me slicking and abuse. Actually, no. This is the last one.
Oh, that was a nice one.
Oh, is that the little boy when he was like, four? No, three.
Yeah, he read four books. Isn't that?
He looks bad.
I said, are you happy? He goes, yep. Yeah.
When that little girl did your makeup, you look like a true psychopath. Like, how she got the eyeshadow and everything. I'm like, yep. And then when you pointed the camera at her and you're like, you're so pretty. And she made that it face.
Yes.
She was like, yeah. I'm like,
she
The way that green eyeshadow made her green eyes pop out. Yes. I was like, this is terrifying.
Yeah, she loves that green eyeshadow.
She was terrifying. You were like, you were so cute. And she was like, yes. I know.
Yes. She's like, I know. She's the best. She's
scaring me.
Like, she's always been like that, though. Like, she's been fancy.
Then when her brother was doing her hair, I was like, okay.
Yeah, he was like, let me just help you. And she's like, uh-huh, yes. Yes, make me. And then she's like, that's when she went closer. She's like, yes.
Oh, okay.
But by the time her mom got home, she put on so much freaking blush. It looked so, like, her cheeks were just, I was like, wow, you definitely can't go out and with that on your face.
We got away. She can.
Yeah, but.
Halloween, she can do that. Whoa. Oh, just gave you the old vibrator scare.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I think today's podcast was short, seeing as how I haven't posted the other two we recorded. So these all might get posted in the same day, or they might get posted a year from now. Who knows?
Who knows?
Okay.
I want to be the baller, the shot caller. No, no lie.
What? How you hear the wind whistling and you like, that's a baby? I'm a trained baby expert. I work at a facility with babies.
I am actually near a window right now that is cracked. So I can hear that that's not freaking wind.
That was not a baby. Ought a baby be out here at night just letting off at one loose.
Okay, so that window over there is broken.
They have a baby in the house?
Medium large baby.
Okay. Are you getting out? Or are you just touching your food?
I was about to open it. Then I don't really know what I was going to do. I was trying
to think of something. I need another one of your fries.
All right. Have as many as you want because I don't really finish them and I throw them in the trash because they taste disgusting.
How dare you?
Oh, actually, let me read you something funny out of my book.
These potatoes sacrificed their lives to feed you, and you honor them by throwing them in the trash.
Random thoughts. Along with things that happen.
Oh, wait. Let me tell you a random thought.
Shoot.
Is what my input co-worker at work told me, right? She was like, my sister was sitting there and was like, what if when your baby is crying and you give it a pacifier, it was really crying because the back was itching? I'm like, what?
But that's true, though.
This bitch just caught me so off guard. I was like, and then I thought about it, I was like, oh,
that's true. Because that's what we do when they cry. We're like,
all these babies are like itching, and we're giving them fucking pacifiers.
Yeah. You suck on that, see that itch.
What? It's like,
itching! Shut up and suck on your pacifier.
Go to sleep. You'll forget about it. You better learn to use your fingers and your fingernails correctly. Stop cutting yourself open. Maybe you can scratch something properly.
Terrible, but that could be so
get all
true.
These damn mittens off your hands and be one stop cutting your face open up, Freddy Krueger.
That could be so true. Wow.
I just thought that shit was funny when she said that.
Because I've never thought about that. I'm like, something is wrong. Oh, they want their pacifier. There you go.
So now when a baby is crying in the crib and you give it the pacifier and it still is crying, just do a quick little like you would a cat or something. Like, all over. And be like,
okay, he's itchy. Normally I just pick them up and they stop crying. So that kinda,
they probably would say she under the armpits.
Probably. Or they just know they're small so they want to see.
And then I told her, I was like, so imagine your baby's crying and in front of people and they're like, you need to do something about him? I'm like, no, he's itchy. That's his itch crying. I figured
they're like, can you
He's fine. He needs to learn how to use those fingernails without cutting his body open.
Which is so funny because you actually said that to somebody, like, actually, I think he's just itchy, but I don't know where to scratch, so.
No, imagine leaving him with a babysitter and then, like, he just kept crying all night. Did you try scratching him? What? Bitch, he's itchy. That's his itch cry. Damn. I left a clear drawing of the cries and what they mean. Three squiggles is itch cry, bitch. I wrote it.
The fuck?
Anyway.
That's so funny. They should write a book like that. Like with these birds that we see on Instagram. He's like, human, get it. Mm. They should do that for babies. I cried 3 times today. No one knew.
I was itchy. I guess I'll have to scream till 3 o'clock in the morning because the bottom of my foot is really sickly. Somebody come scratch my feet! And then the parents are in the bedroom like, this goddamn baby.
Take the damn passy.
This baby.
It's so funny, too, because when you swaddle them.
No, you know what's going to happen? We're going to have babies, and then we're going to have a delusional night where we've been up all night feeding it. And then we're like, I know. Let's dip him in calamine lotion because he's clearly itchy. Dip him like Achilles, the Achilles mom did to her baby. Just plunk him in there. Oh, he's itchy. That's what he is. Me sitting there doing the crazy mom rock while you're patting him. Like, he's itchy. I'm just gonna pour some calamine lotion in this bucket and dip the baby in it.
People are like, what?
Don't worry. You never heard of that? Don't worry. About 5 years ago,
I know.
Somebody put the idea in my head that babies are crying because they're itching. And not because anything is actually wrong.
It's like, are you itching? Does your head hurt?
So, yeah. Okay. I think that was my 2 main things to talk about today. Eating the sofa. And our baby's crying because they're itching. So that should be the title of this thing. And if you stuck around for those extra 6 minutes after we said we were about to end it, good job, because I'm sure you got a nice little laugh. And if you have a baby and it's crying, try scratching it a little bit.
I would say lower back.
It's a little itchy. Okay. And this has been A Chat in the Clouds.
I want to end it right at 13 minutes.